Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
April's unemployment numbers have just come out. They rose to 9.9%. That's down from the high of 10.1% in October and up from 9.7%, where it's been holding steady since January. Lakshman Achitan takes a good look at these numbers for us every month. He's managing director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, a market analysis company, and he joins us to talk about the most recent numbers and what do they mean. Well, Lakshman, these new numbers, they include 290,000 new jobs, the most that's been added in almost in 4 years. But explain, this is confusing to me because we're adding more jobs than we have in 4 years, and yet the unemployment rate is also rising. How does that work?
Sure. Well, the mechanism that's making the unemployment rate rise, even though we're adding jobs, and we've been adding jobs, as the numbers show, all of 2010, is that people who have been unemployed, in particular unemployed for a long period of time, are re-entering the workforce because they're getting the sense that businesses are once again hiring, so it's going to pay off to re-enter the workforce. We had 800,000 people re-enter the workforce in the past month, and that pushes the unemployment rate up. That's normal, by the way. We often see this happen in the early stages of the recovery.
I noticed yesterday, I want to ask about the census, because I noticed some sort of pre-buttle from Republicans in Washington yesterday saying these numbers aren't as good as they seem because gigantic census hiring are padding the numbers. Is that true?
Just on the margin. It's not really true. The key things, as you say, we look at these numbers and what we're, you know, any month you can't make a big case about because it's just 1 month of data, and we shouldn't even ascribe a false sense of precision to any of this data. It's all kind of estimates. However, when you look at trends, when you look over a few months, you can get a pretty good picture, and it's clear that the jobs creation or the jobs engine has really started up pretty well in 2010. If you look at private sector jobs, that way you get rid of the census jobs. Over the last 2 months, the payroll survey is showing that we have 200,000 private sector, not government jobs, created in the last 2 months. So 200,000 each month. If you look at the household survey, which many people believe captures smaller business employment, kind of the job engine of the country, we have over a million and a half jobs created in 2010. We have over 500,000 jobs created in the household survey in the past month. So jobs are starting up. People are sensing that. They're re-entering the workforce, so that makes the unemployment rate tick up a little bit.
At the same time that we're seeing hourly earnings are up, they've revised February and March numbers to show that they added even more jobs than we thought then. So this is all good stuff, Lakshman.
This is all good stuff cyclically. So what's happened is the recession ended, businesses restocked their inventories, and the big question was, will the consumer come back? Can the consumer come back? Because the consumer is two-thirds of the economy. What you're seeing is the consumer is coming back because their incomes are not under the kind of pressure that they were under last year, because people aren't firing people. In fact, they're hiring people. That helps incomes. And if consumers' incomes go up, you know, the American consumer is pretty amazing. They tend to go out and buy things.
And then the question is, Lakshman, if that leads to an overall recovery. We have unemployment at 9.9%. Those are the latest job figures. Lakshman Achitan, thanks for joining us.